This is an example episode of the kind of content that needs to be created when you get the same questions, the same situations, the same curiosities over and over again. This is a topic that has come up in the Profitable Podcaster Mastermind, on podcast strategy intensives, and even as we onboard new production clients and encourage them to do more solo episodes. This has come up in roundtables. I've gotten emails about this. It's been everywhere. And so it's time we talk about it. Let's talk about three ways to record better solo episodes. Welcome to the More Profitable Podcast with Stacey Harris. I'm Stacey, and this is the spot to learn more about the strategies, tactics, and tools you need to build your more profitable podcast. My team and I work every day with podcasters like you to shift shows from frustrating time sucks to productive members of your sales team, because your show should be built to generate and convert leads. So let's get into it. This is going to be such an important conversation, and I know that because it's an episode I should have done a long time ago. It comes up so frequently. This has come up on roundtables. This has come up in DMs when I've talked about guests and doing more solo episodes and the importance of solo episodes on the show. But really the reason I'm doing this is because when we were onboarding our last several production clients, it came up in every single onboarding conversation when I encouraged them to do more solo episodes. Because if you've been doing a guest-driven show, even the idea of sprinkling in some solo episodes can feel overwhelming. It can feel like a real stoppage. Like you're just running face first into a brick wall, honestly. And that's because this is a muscle. And I want to be really clear right at the front. It's easy to look at me and say, well, of course it's easy for you. Your show is mostly solo and has been mostly solo forever. I do, a handful of guest episodes a year? And that's when we sit down and we bring clients onto the show to talk about working with us. Otherwise, it's you and me, babe. And it's easy to say, oh, well, then I must just have some magical talk to myself power, which, I mean, true, I have been talking to myself for a very long time, but it is a muscle. Even I suck at this sometimes. Even I have to push the boulder up the hill and find ways to make this work. And that's because it is a muscle, like everything else. If you ran marathons in college and now you're 40 and you haven't run since you were 25, you're probably not going to go out day one and run a marathon. The same is true for solo episodes. It doesn't matter if I can, in October and November, manage to batch, 3 months of shows so that I'm good through the end of February. When I come back in February, it's like I've never batched a solo episode before in my life. I don't know what to say. I don't know how I'm saying it. I don't want to talk to myself. It's boring. I'm an extrovert. Like, I would much rather be talking to you than my computer screen. But here we are. I have to talk to my computer screen so that I can talk to you. And so over the years, I have devised three ways that makes it a little easier. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Because again, this comes up in every conversation. We had this come up in our last round of the Profitable Podcaster Mastermind. This comes up on probably 40 to 60% of my podcast strategy intensives. The last four production clients we've onboarded in the last 6 months, every single kickoff call was a question of, do you have anything you can send me over about doing solo episodes? This is the episode I would send them. I maybe sent you this episode. And you're listening to this going, ooh, that's me. Cool. This is going to make this easier because this is hugely important. Solo episodes are an imperative part of your show if you're using your show to generate, educate, and convert right-fit clients. We've talked a lot about how important it is that we use guests strategically and how distracting guests for no real purpose can sometimes be when we're trying to move someone through a process and an understanding, really a decision process, right? Sales process. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about educating and converting. We're educating them in through their decision process and then converting them either into it or away from us. One of the two things. And that gets really hard to do when what we're presenting them is mostly distractions, is mostly alternative ways they could be approaching their problem, or more frequently than that, more problems to consider. And what we do when we build solo episodes into our show, either partially or completely like this show is, we instead start building our relationship not with guests, but with the listener. This is a time where you and I come together for 20 to 30 minutes once a week, and we consider things about your podcast. We sit down together and we find ways and we talk through ways that make your podcast better. And as you're doing that, you're learning about how I think about shows, how our team approaches production, how you could be approaching your own show. We're challenging some of the beliefs and some of the things maybe you've heard from other podcast producers or podcast experts or strategists or business coaches or wherever else. TikTok, honestly, is a lot of it. But it's about you and I building a relationship. It's about me educating you into a decision. All right, is this the right time for me to get support with my podcast? What kind of support am I looking for with my podcast? What do I need to have ready to get support for my podcast? How can I be making my podcast better? How can I be doing more with my show? How can I be doing my show more my way? What is my way? What do I need to care about so that I can decide what my way might be? That's what this show is about. It's about us spending this time together. And so if I had a parade of guests instead of you and I coming together in this way that we are, we wouldn't get to do that. We wouldn't have the capacity to do that. And so it's imperative that I have these solo episodes. And the same is true for you and for your show. And so we're going to dig into these three tools that I use to make this easier. Because again, it's a muscle. And sometimes this is hard. It's hard to get this done. It's uncomfortable. And so what are those levers that you can pull to make it a little bit easier? How can you get over the hump to make this something that can be done, that can be done easily, that can be done repeatedly? And word of warning, these are things that you might have to revisit. These are the tools I pull out when I'm struggling, when I'm in that reconnecting with batching after a long break. These are the things I do. Before we jump into the first one, I want to remind you we have a Podcasting for Profitability Roundtable coming up in a couple of weeks. I'd highly recommend reserving your spot. You can do that over at uncommonlymore.com/roundtable. Once you sign up, you'll get an invitation to drop a question to me. I always prioritize questions that are submitted in advance. We answer those first. So make sure you get your submission in, you get it on your calendar, you join us live. Just as a reminder, we do not send out a recording of this call. It is for us in the room. I do this so that anybody can share whatever they'd like. It is just happening in that moment. No one's going to hear it later. So if you want to come in and you want to get feedback and you want to get support and you want to connect with other podcasters like you, make sure you join us for the next one. Again, over at uncommonlymore.com/roundtable. All right, let's get into these three ways to record better solo episodes and really just make three ways to like better set yourself up to record solo episodes is really what we should be calling this. But let's talk about number one. And this one is maybe going to be the most annoying from the list, but it is the thing that you should be doing first. Frankly, with every episode, but it becomes incredibly important with solo episodes. And that's know the episode's purpose. Know why you're recording it. This is one of the reasons that a core part of our production work is that we sit down with our clients once a quarter. This is why we built out the podcast strategy intensive, because sitting down and batching the planning part of your show is what allows you to, when you sit down and record, very quickly get to the purpose of that episode. It's not about ever, I'm recording this because I need to get this episode out next week. No, it's I'm recording this because this thing is launching, because this question keeps coming in, because we've got openings in this service package, because this event is happening, because seasonally I know my clients are struggling with this right now. Whatever it is, I know why that episode is relevant right then, and that is a powerful tool for reconnecting with the what. When I know why, when I know the episode's purpose, when I know why it's existing, it gets so much easier for me to know what to say. And so it quickly becomes, what am I saying? Oh, okay, why am I doing this episode? Oh, okay, this episode needs to be here because this question keeps coming up over and over again. Cool. My brain has outlined this episode in my head. This episode that we're doing right now, a prime example of this. This is, as I mentioned earlier, this has come up in the roundtable discussions. This has come up in every kind of way of working with us. Literally every way of working with us. It's time for me to talk about this on the show. Because I was, like, our clients, not only was it coming up, is people were asking me for a podcast episode, specifically. Not even like, can you tell me how to do this? But hey, do you have a podcast episode that talks about this? So that I could listen to it before I do it? No, I don't. Okay. Let me immediately run to my dashboard and add it to our calendar because it needs to happen. And so when I sat down to record this, it could be a day I am thrilled to record. It could be a day where I haven't recorded in quite a while and the last thing I want to do is record. It could be somewhere in the middle. Honestly, full transparency, it's somewhere in the middle. I knew exactly what I was going to say. I sat down, I saw the working title, I saw my three bullet points, which are the three reasons I'm going to tell you. This is the first bullet point, guys. And we were rocking and rolling. I jumped right in. Now, have there been stumbles? Have there been moments? Yes, I'm still a human recording a podcast, but I know what I'm going to say because I know why I'm saying it. I know I'm building a resource that supports my clients and my community to build something that I know will help them do what they want to do with their podcast. There's no bigger reason for me. And so reconnecting with the why you want to, like why you're talking about this, why you're doing this episode, will help you figure out so much more quickly what you need to say. What you need to talk about. Because a lot of times when you're just going, okay, next Wednesday, I've got to release a new episode. So I need to sit down and I need to get something recorded. What should I talk about? And then you just maybe find something. You're like, oh, so-and-so asked me about that last Thursday. That would be interesting. Or, oh, I know they might be struggling with this. So I'll just record this. And you start recording and you're like, ah, that's not good. Oh, that's not good. What do I need to say? What should I say? How do I say this? What do they need to know? We just get into a spiral of doubt and questions. And almost nothing good is created from doubt and questions. And certainly that's not the energy we want to be infusing as we are giving this to our leads as they're making their purchase decisions, which is what your podcast content is. It is the content that moves them through a purchase decision. Do you want content as you're moving through a purchase decision from somebody who's not sure what they're saying or why they're saying it? You don't. The answer is no. It is an emphatic and overwhelming no. That's not what you want. So if you're struggling with this, go back to what is the episode's purpose. A great way to do this is to frame it as a Q&A. We all have questions we get repeatedly about things. And so when you're sitting down to record an episode, let's say maybe you've written down a really general kind of topic or idea. Start thinking about the three questions you get most often in that space. Let's say you're a business coach and the general thing you're thinking about is client experience. What are the three questions you get over and over again about client experience? Let's say you are a copywriter and you're doing an episode about AI. What are the three questions you're getting about AI right now? And now you have three points. Now you have three places, and I will take this a step further and say, oftentimes when you start looking at it like this, and when you start saying, cool, what is the question I want to answer? you find that that one question ends up being a whole episode. So now the three ways to use AI for our copywriter example is maybe three episodes. And what do you know? Now we've built a series. Like, there are so many things that can come from this, but it all comes from knowing your episode's purpose. And so even if you can't say, well, I know I'm launching this offer, then cool. Often it comes, your purpose is going to come down to three places. Sales. We're going to use the word indoctrination instead of value from now on, because I don't want it to be value for the sake of value. I want it to be education, educating them into a purchase decision. So let's say indoctrination instead of value. This episode is a great example of this indoctrination / value piece. It's education. I'm teaching you how to do something, but I'm also showing you and teaching you how we look at content, how I approach podcasts, how I approach using your podcast as an actual sales tool and a critical sales asset in your business, the engine in your marketing machine, as it were. And so there's value here. You can absolutely go and learn something, but it's not value for the sake of value. It's not value so that you feel like you know I'm smart and I feel like you know I'm smart. It is value that helps you understand why or why not my team and I are the right fit for you as you look to and invest in improving your podcast production, your podcast strategy, your podcast process. And that's what I mean by indoctrination. And that third element is social proof. So when you're looking at your episode's purpose, I want you to tell me, where does it fit? Is it sales? Is it indoctrination? Is it social proof? If it doesn't fit in one of those three categories, then we're going to need to make a real hard decision about why it's there at all. And when you know where it fits in, you start to understand what needs to be expressed in it. Again, that why informs the what. So this is the first piece. If you can figure this out, then these second two pieces are where I want you to go next. So let's say you have figured this out. You understand your episode's purpose. You are building out an indoctrination episode. It is that sort of value and education component. And now what do you do? Let's say you're still struggling to like actually sit down and get this recorded. How do you prep it? Let's start prepping the episode. For me, there's two ways to do this. There's an outline or there's a script. I am an outline girly. I am not a script girly. I will be completely transparent with you about this because scripts freak me out. I get so in my head about getting it word perfect. Frankly, like letter and punctuation perfect. Like Aaron Sorkin style. That is an inside reference that only some people in my world will understand. I am a huge, huge Aaron Sorkin fan, huge West Wing fan. And one of the things I know about Aaron Sorkin is he comes from definitely the like playwright theater world, and we are not improvising. I want to hear the comma when you deliver the line. And that's how I get when I script my episodes. If I put a comma in the script, I need to hear it in the episode. And I get so stuck on being word perfect that that becomes the stoppage for me. And so I rarely script. With that said, if my purpose of an episode is to be a sales asset, I'm doing something like an audio sales page. Let's just like go all the way. If I'm doing something like an audio sales page, those are much more heavily scripted. I'm still not scripting it out word for word because again, know myself, I get too in my head about it, but it is a much thicker outline. There are likely chunks of text that I will sort of glue together. I will sort of find the connective tissue for as I'm actually talking and actually recording the podcast. But it's a heavy, heavy script because I need more of, for lack of a better word, a crutch to get me through an episode where I tend to get more in my head. Transparency, right? On the flip side, I am an outline girly. Generally speaking, and I've said this on the show before, I have a working title, which almost always gets changed later, but I have a working title and 3 bullet points. Right now, I am looking at my Monday dashboard, my production dashboard, and it says for the episode title area, EP636- Three Ways to Record Better Solo Episodes. That is entirely likely not the title of the podcast that you're seeing, but it's what I have written here. And then I have in the updates area, my outline, heavy on the air quotes. And it says, know why you're doing it, - what's the episode's purpose? The second line is how to prep, - outline versus script. And the third one is 3 words, and it is the final point I will make that I'm not telling you right now, because spoilers. But that's it. That's literally all I have to sit down and record this episode. On the flip side, for many, many, many of my clients, the idea of that is terrifying. They want more connective tissue. They want more, how am I getting them that information? Because we work differently. And so find the way to prep that works for you. And if you have, or somebody who has in the past done solo episodes before and are just struggling with doing it right now, do the opposite of whatever you normally do. I know for many of my clients who start working with us and we're encouraging them to do solo episodes after having done a lot of guest episodes, the script is really helpful because the script almost feels like the other person talking off. And so it can give them something not to respond to in the same way that they would a guest, but it gives them a outline for the conversation that you don't really need when you have another person helping you hold up the structure of this conversation, right? And so if you've only had guests or mostly had guests, or in the past you've tried outlining and that's what's worked for you, and now you're sitting and you're struggling when you're doing it the way you've always done it, go for a script. And maybe it's not a full script, but maybe it's a beefier outline. Maybe the sections are somewhat scripted, or instead of being 3 bullet points, each of those 3 bullet points has a couple of subpoints. That's often what my beefier, like sort of my middle ground is I'll have sort of underneath like how to prep, outline versus script. I would have underneath that said the things we've worked through here. The benefits of scripting versus outlining, the benefits of outlining versus scripting, why I choose what I choose, the flexibility of not having to stick with one thing. Those would have been under that point if I needed more structure here to lean on, if I needed more support and more like information fleshed out before I recorded. And arguably that would be helpful because sometimes I do what I'm doing right now, which is I just get excited by a point and I ramble on and on. But I actually really like that. I think that that's often where the gold is found. It's also often where the connection and the humanity is found. So allow yourself that space. It can always be edited out later. It can always be trimmed down if you really lose the plot or lose the thread. Been there. But whatever it is, however you prep normally, try something different. Try another way and see if that helps you. And remember, your prep is about building as much support as you can. And so the more time you spend prepping, the less you're going to actually need it. Oftentimes, we have this one client who we've been working with for a long time, and it's so interesting to me because they script out almost word for word their episodes, but they do not read the script when they record. They write it all out, and then they can just riff it. And it's almost word for word. It's generally a little different. You can, it's obvious it was not read. But just the act of thinking it through once before is enough prep for them. But it's because they took the prep time, whatever that prep looked like, that production, that actually sitting down and recording it, got so much easier. And so find whatever makes this feel easier for you right now. This is also, frankly, a really good way to use AI. If you've got a couple of points you want to make, but you need them fleshed out, go into ChatGPT. Ask it to give you an outline based on some information. Have it ask you some questions. I love having ChatGPT ask me questions, not because I'm going to use any of the information I get from ChatGPT, but because ChatGPT is a great way for me to get someone to ask me questions without having to engage with anyone. So I can just say, like, what are 10 questions that that often get asked when it comes to preparing a podcast episode? And it'll ask me those questions. And some of them I'll go, no one has ever asked that question. And some of them I'll go, ooh, there's a little nugget of something there. And sometimes we're like, oh, that is a great question. I hadn't thought of it at all. Or, oh yeah, someone asked me that months ago and I completely lost track of it. And so I'll integrate it and I'll start putting it in my outline. Like, get outside of yourself. But spend time in the prep. If you are struggling to record your solo episodes, it is oftentimes because you are just trying to jump in and record. You're just trying to sit down and talk to a microphone. And there's more than that. That prep time is important. This gets easier, again, if you have batched your strategy work and you know why you're recording this episode and why you recorded the last episode and why you're recording the next episode and why those three episodes are in the order they're in and the timing they're at. This gets easier. But even if you haven't, even if you're still in that, like, well, I'm talking about this week and I'm talking about that next week and that's all I really know, cool. Your prep time is going to become that much more valuable. You're going to have to give yourself more time to prep. Our final point, phone a friend. If you are struggling to get a solo podcast episode recorded, especially for my extroverts, phone a friend. I frequently, lovingly, hijack people's energy in a totally non-mean way. I will schedule recording time frequently after calls. So one of the things I do pretty much every time we have a podcast roundtable, a podcasting for profitability roundtable, is I record episodes after that. Because I'm in the zone. I am feeling good. I am answering questions. I am engaged. My energy is high because I've been able to talk to people. I've been able to be engaged in this kind of work. So phone a friend. Tap this on to the end. If you're somebody who comes off your calls high energy, slot a recording in there. Now, that episode, you have to go into that knowing why and having it prepped. But your actual recording, hijack somebody's energy. Borrow. Use that momentum from that call. It's a great way to phone a friend without having to, like, phone a friend. Another way, sort of an escalation of this, actually phone a friend. Have somebody on your team ask you questions and process this with you. Have somebody sit there and record with you. You know, we talk a lot in the ADHD space about body doubling. This is a great use of body doubling. I use, it's called Flown, F-L-O-W-N. I'll put a link to it, and my referral link into it in the show notes. But it is a really, really cool tool for body doubling where I don't have to, like, find somebody who's, like, willing to get on a Zoom call with me. I almost exclusively use the drop-in sessions. And so there's just a bunch of people in a room. And just having those people kind of there allows me to feel a little more performy than I normally would. And so I can put on that voice, that energy level a little more easily. I can step into that sort of, like, speaker version of me, right? That, you know, I always call it, this might be too much information, I always call it the Stacey Harris. I can go from being Stacey to the Stacey Harris because I've got some people and it feels like we're together. And so when I talk about the Stacey Harris, for a long time, that was the business. The Stacey Harris was the brand that this company was pre-agency. And it's still my personal brand. I'm still on Instagram as Uncommonly More, but as the Stacey Harris, that's my personal brand. That's my sort of separate from Uncommonly More entity. And I've always said that it is 1% of my personality turned up to 11. It's not all of me, but it is the part of me that shows up on stage, that shows up on this podcast most often. It is the part of me that shows up and does the work when I'm teaching in a workshop or hosting a roundtable. It's absolutely me, but it's parts of me a little bit louder. It's parts of me sort of turned up to be more interesting and more engaging. So that this is worth listening to for the 30 minutes I've been rambling on today. And that is easier for me to tap into when I'm not alone. Now, when I'm batching and I'm in the flow, I can get into it even alone. I've been doing this a long time. Maybe, you know, this is episode 636 of the show, for my sake. And it's not the only podcast I've ever done, and that doesn't count all of the guest episodes we've done. Like, I can get into it, but sometimes it's harder to find. We've all been there, and especially if you're out of habit or if you're brand new to this, you might need to get some support in getting there. And so, like I said, sometimes I'll use something like Flown where I'm using body doubling. Sometimes I recommend clients have somebody on their team sit down with them. This is something we've done for production clients from time to time, where we sat down and sort of brainstormed for 15 minutes and then they went and hammered out recording because we just needed to like get their energy up. They needed to talk to somebody and like do that small talky stuff that they would normally do before they had a guest on, because they needed to sort of simulate that feeling so that they could get there energy wise and share what they needed to share. So don't be afraid to phone a friend. Don't think that this is just a you thing. I promise if you have podcaster friends and you go say, hey, I need to get this episode recorded, can we talk for 10 minutes before? They'll go, yes, can we do that for me too? And then we'll both go and record our shows. We've got great accountability. We've got great support. And you'll find out that you're not the only one that feels this way. All right? What I want to remind you of, though, is that every bit of this, knowing what the episode's purpose is, getting prepped, even phoning a friend, these only work if you've come into this knowing what you're talking about and why. This is why it is imperative to be batching your planning, to be sitting down and mapping out, you know, maybe it's with me at a podcast strategy intensive and we're doing a 12-week plan. But if you're not there yet, great, sit down and map out your next 4 weeks and have a time on your calendar in a couple of weeks to map out the next 4 weeks. So you're at least a couple of weeks ahead of mapping out 4 weeks. Once you've done that a couple times, you will see the value. You will see the ease that grows. And you will see that it's hard. And this is where I'm going to come back to phone a friend. This is why the podcast strategy intensive exists. I am your phone, a friend. It's me. I'm raising my hand. Give me a call. Let's sit down. Let's map out this 12 weeks of content so that you know what you're saying. So we've got we often have those three bullet points, the purpose of the episode, mapped out already. So when you go sit down and batch, it's not about you making these things up. It's not about you figuring out the purpose. It's not about figuring out how to prep. That work's done because we did it in the intensive. All right? Uncommonlymore.com/intensive. We have spots open now. I would love, love, love to have you join me. We will get started. All you're going to do when you apply, we will get started with a sales call. You and I will sit down for 30 minutes, talk about what this looks like, talk about what's included, make sure it's the right time and the right fit for you. And then we'll find a time that works for you and we'll get it on the calendar. I cannot wait. Uncommonlymore.com/intensive to book that initial 30-minute call with me. And I will see you there and right back here next week. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Remember that content consumption does not make changes. So commit to doing something from today's episode. Maybe it's taking action on what we talked about. Maybe it's reaching out to me and learning more about podcast strategy intensives, or what podcast production looks like with our team. All of that is over at uncommonlymore.com. And if you haven't yet signed up for the podcast newsroom, I want to remind you that is a great next step. If you're not really sure what comes next, hang out over there, get those exclusive private episodes, that's over at podcastnewsroom.com. And the last favor I will ask, because social proof is endlessly important for sure, is to leave a rating or review for the show. If you go to ratethispodcast.com/more, that's the easiest way to do it. But I would love to hear what you thought of the show, what you think of the show, and if the show has been helpful for you. I can't wait to chat with you. So this is just the start of the conversation. Reach out so we can keep it going. Talk soon.